Hi, it's Larry Jackson, local therapist in the Iowa community, representing LarryForTherapy.com. Visit me at LarryForTherapy.com. Like and share this. Give comment. Give feedback on discussion topics. This topic is currently related to current topics. Primarily, the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident, at the Academy Awards. I thought it was interesting to talk about, from a therapist perspective, because I just had a conversation with a close connection of mine regarding the nature of men. In particular. I'll start with that. The nature of men in particular with regards to the idea that men really is innate, and I would say a lot of men, the disposition that although I may present myself as calm and in control, and in general conflict resolving peacemaker, I can be pushed to violence. I want you to hold on to that thought. And some people are going to agree and some people are going to disagree. And you're like, Larry, you're a therapist. How can you say that? I think men, I mean, if you look, you even look at the current politics, even today, you know, we're not getting rid of war. We're not getting rid of conflict. We're not getting rid of the idea that people can be pushed to war, that people can be pushed to violence if provoked, if their ideas or the ideologies or their sensitivities in their ideas, ideologies, their positioning within their family systems, within their cultures, that they can be provoked to war. They can be provoked to violence. And I believe that every man, let alone a black man, I think with black men, it's dysfunctionally different, my personal opinion. But every man, in my personal opinion, should position himself as one of a person who is controlled warrior, but if provoked, is prepared to defend himself and his family. All right? So that's my initial premise of thought. Is that a man can be provoked. Every man should present himself to his family, to his community, to his peers, as one of a warrior who chooses to restrain himself so that he is operating peacefully and cordially within his environment. When we fail to do so, what you may find is that those men end up getting tested and even pushed more often than not, or bullied often than not, because nobody fears the consequences of saying the wrong thing to them. Should I hold this out as a premise of thought? You can agree, you can disagree. I know it doesn't sound too cathartic or therapeutic with regards to what I'm saying, but I operate in my counseling sessions under the unction that all behavior has purpose. Not that all behavior is rationale, not that all behavior makes sense, but that all behavior has purpose. In other words, there is a reason that we can all connect with to help us understand rational and irrational behavior, not unless the person is diagnostically crazy or insane or has a major, you know, or, you know, on an even lesser end, has a major severe mental health disorder that classifies them as a person who consistently makes irrational decisions. If you are a normal human being who has a relatively normal amount of trauma and experiences, which is major for all of us in some regards with regards to our traumatic past, but within a normal realm, what would be considered normal realm in order for us to function and exist and excel and live cordially in life without too many major incidences that connect us back to a major, you know, a major disconnect with regards to how we interact or survive in our environment. You can be identified as a person who, in which we can understand for the most part, your behavior at its core, in regards to whether how it looks on the surface. All right, my general premise of thought. That's how I'm going into this. All right, so go back to Will Smith, Chris Rock, the Oscars, and Jada Pinkett. Right. Now, this is one of the reasons why I'm glad I don't have cable television, because I don't get to sleep at night thinking about this stuff. But upon seeing it this morning, here's my kind of thoughts. So let me, for those who may not be watching the Oscars or not privy to the news, it's been sort of blasted over the internet so far. The Oscars occurred this weekend, and at the Oscars, Chris Rock makes a joke about Jada, specifically tied to her hair loss. Will Smith then, as ironically, it is in the same moment that he is presenting an award to Will Smith. Will Smith then comes up, walks up to the stage and slaps Chris Rock in the face, and proceeds to tell Chris Rock as he sits down, "Keep my wife's name out of your MFN mouth." In Will Smith's acceptance speech, you know, Will Smith attempts to explain himself through the incident. Tries to explain himself out of the incident by, you know, saying that life imitates art, that love will make you do crazy things, that his role, his award, the movie that he's been awarded for, he identified in his speech that he is that protective. He's not only played that role and got an award for it, but ironically, he is being protective of his wife. You know, luckily it didn't turn out to an all-out spat. I'm pretty sure that Oscars is like, you know, when I looked at it, it was almost like I could barely even look at it as a, you know, as someone who would, you know, I could barely look at the video. I will probably not look at the video, because the video, you know, I guess in reflection, is a little bit traumatizing. That on such a distinguished platform, a man can choose violence rather than verbally. The funky thing, I understand. My general premise of thought is that I'll start from that angle, and then I'll sort of slow it down a little bit. My general premise of thought is that men should present ourselves as though we could be provoked, but we choose not to operate out of violence or aggression. I understand why Will Smith smacked him in the face because, quite honestly, brother to brother, Chris Rock should have known, hey, this brother's from Philly. Like, let's not forget, let's remove all of the awards, all of the accolades. Will Smith, at his core, is a brother who had a military father who abused him as a child and has come from, he comes from Philly. He doesn't come from the suburbs. You know, Will Smith comes from a very rough and traumatized background. And rightfully so, should not be messed with regards to, you know, if we were brothers on the street and a brother had cracked a joke about his wife and we were out in the middle of the streets, that's a fight. So I understand 100% in natural settings why Will Smith reacted the way he did, because he reacted the way any brother would any man would react if some other dude was cracking jokes on his wife, who in the joke was related to a health condition of his wife. That's something that you take seriously. I'm pretty sure Will Smith, you know, when he heard the joke, his brain probably subconsciously went back to all the times that he saw his wife, you know, emotionally break down over hair loss. Who knows what's happening behind the scenes that would have provoked a man to step up and be protective of his wife's integrity, her hair, which is a woman's hair is a woman's garment. I mean that's a whole nother topic. I only got 15 minutes to talk about this, but so that's my initial thought. Is at its core, I can understand is 100% why Will Smith behaved the way he behaved. On the surface, however, I cringe when I look at that because of the platform in which he did it on and his inability to restrain himself, or more specifically, choose alternative options that could have been just as expressive of aggression as it could have been just as equally effective as the direct expression of physical aggression. I think that as a therapist, when we talk about anger management in particular, that's one of the things. I mean, I just had a conversation with a client actually the other day about it. Is it's not necessarily wrong to react, you know, to get angry. Will Smith had every right to be angry at what happened. He had every right to have every type of severe. He had every right to be not only angry, but what is the extreme form of anger? He had every right to have a seething anger about what happened. The question is when we get angry, do we have the right to act out in aggression? And if so, how do we? And particularly as men, again, I believe every man has a right to let people know that, hey, I can be pushed, and to present himself as such, as a man whom others should be careful not to push. But in the same sense, how do we present ourselves? And, you know, we have to be careful, I guess, in what light we present ourselves to ourselves. I mean, I could spend another 15 minutes just talking about the dysfunctionality as it relates to black men and how black men, you know, I could spend another 15 minutes talking about aggression and contained aggression and how black men have to walk in the community and be perceived as safe. We can't even project ourselves for the most part in the greater community as one who could potentially be dangerous for the sake of the idea that we're already perceived hypersensitively, sensitively that way. These things are only going to last about 15 minutes here, but I think it's a great discussion on trauma, on men, their positioning in their family, how they protect their families, on anger management, and what are some healthy and unhealthy ways to express our aggressions. Like I said, my issue is not with regards to his feelings, not even how he reacted, but as a therapist, the thing that we do or present as a premise of thought and reflection is there was a million ways in which you could have handled the situation that could have gotten across the same results as the behavior of anger and aggression. Or more specifically, when we understand that the purpose of expressing anger and aggression is because you don't feel heard, right? And so in order to feel heard, you then evoke something that seems a bit in your head rational to do, right? You know, anger says that I've been hurt, I've been attacked. But more importantly, anger is an expression of intense pain that you've experienced in the moment, emotional pain that you experience in the moment. And when we react out of it, really the reason that we react out of it is because we want people to feel heard. And we also want to use it as a, you know, in our heads, we're thinking maybe it's a protective measure. It's interesting, you know, when you talk about it. I can imagine there's going to be very severe consequences. This could affect not only, you know, Will Smith's attendance at the Oscars, you know, in the future, but it could affect his money. It could affect his future money, which I don't know what he cares about at this point. But it could affect his future opportunities to express himself through his artistry, because now his brand will always be associated with this incident. This incident is going to stick out more in his latter years of his life, probably. And Will Smith had to sit back and figure out how to justify and rationalize whether it was worth it. You know, and unfortunately, for black men, this is sort of black men's curse, right? Anytime a black man, you know, if we do something right, it's highlighted and it becomes the epitome of who we are and becomes a staple of who we are. And if we do something wrong, it's equally highlighted in predominantly white communities and predominantly white society. And unfortunately, society likes to stick the negative on us harder than the positive, particularly as black men. That's just my personal opinion as a black therapist. Anywho, you're listening to Larry for Therapy podcast. Follow me at LarryForTherapy.com. Follow my YouTube. Share and like, comment. Give me your thoughts with regards to this. This is only supposed to be a 15-minute conversation. It went over a little bit, 3 minutes here, but there's I might have a part two to this because I think it's worth breaking this down into its elements. You guys have a great day. God bless. Again, like, click, share, comment. Follow me at LarryForTherapy.com. Thanks. Bye.